be filled with your grace, singing all day long. Let my mouth be filled with your grace, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let my mouth be filled with your grace, singing all day long. I'm singing all day long.
John chapter 20, verse 22. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. He breathed on them. And then he said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Look at somebody in the face and say, receive ye,
the Holy Ghost.
It's a command to receive. When I looked it up in the Greek, it says catch. You know, he really didn't say that in Aramaic. He didn't say receive in Aramaic. It's not an Aramaic word. He breathed on him and said, catch the Holy Ghost. There's one phrase that he had said. He breathed on him and said, catch the Holy Ghost. And another word that I like that you could use there, seize this. He breathed on them and said, accept the Holy Ghost. He said, accept the Holy Ghost. Acceptance of the Holy Ghost. Write this down. When God breathed life into us, He told us to accept the Holy Ghost and everything the Holy Ghost does and everything that, accept Him, all of His strange words. Give acceptance. In today's culture, in today's society, we catch many people that want us to accept different things, alternative lifestyle, accept this hang up, accept that. They're seeking for acceptance. But Jesus said, He breathed on them and He said, accept the Holy Ghost. The way that He moves, the way that He acts, the way that He responds, give some acceptance to this. You might not understand everything He does. It might not be the way that you would do it, but you're called to accept it. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all those that are afar off, even as many as the Lord your God shall cause. Say, repent and be baptized, and you will catch, seize the Holy Ghost. You will be able to accept the Holy Ghost if you repent and you're baptized. That word baptized, you're washed in. You're washed, saturated, cleaned up. And you will have the ability to receive or to accept the Holy Ghost. So if you repent from your ways, you will be able to accept the ways of the Holy Ghost. It's a continual thing, not just a one-time thing that He does. Many people come outside on the life of repentance. They come outside and they start to go back from what God told them to turn around from. And they want to go back where they came from. And they wonder why they can't deal with where the Holy Ghost is trying to take them. Looking back forfeits what God wants you to have. Don't turn around. You won't be able to accept what the Holy Ghost is doing looking behind you. Many people miss the ways of God and the things of God looking to the past, past experiences, past situations. They're not able to repent. They're not able to turn around and stay turned around and stay focused. They don't want to come out of what they don't want to completely turn around. They don't want to completely come out. They want to hold on to something. Then the Holy Ghost does something different and they're not able to deal with it. They can't accept Him. They can't receive Him. Baptism in the Spirit is continual. It's a continual washing. It's something that we never leave. He wants you to accept what the Holy Ghost is doing. And I see people every day, in church, out of church, I see people accepting what God is doing, accepting the move of the Spirit, and getting a grip of it and catching what God is doing, getting wind of what God is doing and being able to get catch a wave. Say, catch a wave. If you really want to change, you can catch the wave. Many people can't catch anything because they're unwilling to change. Repent and be baptized. Repent and be washed up, be changed, be cleaned up, and have a new mindset. And you will catch seas and be able to accept what the Holy Ghost is doing. Believe God's saying something to you tonight, and believe God's saying something to me tonight. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Receive the fullness of God. Receive the move of God. Receive the Holy Ghost. Not tradition, not religion, not what you think you know, and not all this little stuff, but receive the fullness of the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 5, verse 32. And we are his witnesses of these things, and so also is the Holy Ghost, whom God has given to them that obey him. The Holy Ghost is given to people that obey God. The gift of the Holy Ghost is given to people that have a mindset to obey God. And it stays on people and remains on people. Guess what? That obey him. Because the Holy Ghost is there to accomplish the plan of God. It's the only reason. The minute that you refuse to obey the plan of God, you forfeit your right to be led by the Holy Ghost. He's not going to follow you to hell. He's there to work the works of God. It's a partnership. You're joining him. You accept what he's doing. The Holy Ghost is given to people that obey God. People that don't obey God, they don't got the Holy Ghost. I don't care how much tongues they're talking in. Care how much we're shaking, how much we're rolling. People that can't obey God don't got the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will lead you and guide you into all truth. He will convict you of sin. And he'll lead you to perfection and cause you to obey. He says, I'll stay with you as long as you want me to, as long as you'll obey me. You can't have the Holy Ghost. You can't have revival without people that got a mindset to obey God quickly and immediately. Revival always came when people heard God and did what he said to do right away. He was able to work with people like that. Acts 5:32. And we are witness of these things, and so also is the Holy Ghost, whom God has given to people that obey him. People that obey God will be blessed with the Holy Ghost. How many want to be blessed with the Holy Ghost? Stronger degree of manifestation of the Holy Ghost. Stronger manifestations of power, joy, unspeakable and full of glory. Well, start to obey God and you'll get more. To obey. We've had several ways of the Holy Ghost come through Nations Church and several ways of teaching. We've had several ways of teaching. And each one of these things, when we first started this group, we preached and we preached and we preached and we preached and we preached on receiving. We did all kind of crazy stuff so that people could receive. Receive. And you got to realize when the Holy Ghost is going in there, if you want to be blessed by what the Holy Ghost is doing, you got to obey everything they say to do. You know, when Mary was sitting there and they wanted a miracle, for how many of you need a miracle? How many of you need a miracle? How many of you need something? Be quick. Be quick about it. Like the woman said, look, even the dogs eat from under the table, God. Even the dogs eat from the tables. One woman said, well, and one other guy was there waiting for his miracle. He said, nobody takes me to the water. When the waters tremble, I miss out. You might as well hang it up. It never happens my way. Did you just say, oh, I understand? I know exactly what you mean. You want a blessing and you want a miracle from God, you will forfeit every miracle. You got to obey with that wave. And see, that's people that don't understand. They can't receive. Before you can obey something, you got to receive something. And many people don't receive, obey words because they don't receive the vessel, or they don't accept the way God is moving, or people with whom God is moving through, and they can't obey those people or because they can't accept them. Many people don't understand, like tonight, maybe the Holy Ghost is trying to do something for you. Maybe the Holy Ghost is trying to do something within you. I believe He is. But you couldn't obey what the Holy Ghost is trying to get you to do because you don't accept the way that He's moving tonight. You can't catch it. You got too many sifters out. Amen? You got to be instant, in season, and out of season. And catch every wave so that you're able to obey it. But you're not going to be able to obey anybody or anything, amen, until you can get to the point where you say, I accept that could be the Holy Ghost. I accept that ministry. I can catch that, and I see, I grab a hold of that. I'm with you. I catch that. And then once you can catch that, then you can start to obey that. And then in obedience, obedience will cause you to what? To act in faith. Obedience will cause you to act in faith. He'll tell you to do something, and when you start to do that thing He tells you to do, no matter what, you start a principle. You start manifesting. You start manifesting in your flesh. You start acting in faith, and that faith starts to manifest God, and something starts to happen. Mary said, whatever the man tells you to do, I've been around him long enough. He might tell you to do some wild stuff. You might not understand it. You might not be able to conceive it or figure it out. But whatever He says to do, that's why she said whatever. Say, look at somebody and say, whatever.
Whatever.
Don't you limit yourself. Look at somebody again and say, whatever. Catch that whatever.
Whatever.
Catch whatever.
Whatever.
Catch whatever. Get a revelation of whatever. See, many people, I've got a little small window, a little small box real quick. But Mary said, whatever. Whatever it is. Don't mean to yell, whatever it is. Whatever He tells you to do. Whatever it is. Whatever time, whatever place, whatever situation, whatever circumstance, whatever the cost, whatever it is He tells you to do. Do it. You'll get what God wants you to have. How many of you need a miracle? Are you willing to do whatever He tells you to do? I mean, you need a supernatural manifestation. Are you willing to do whatever? Are you willing to walk through a wall of water that stands up by itself and walk through the water? Whatever. See, God's been trying to build your faith. He talked to you Sunday morning about bloodthirsty. He wants bloodthirsty whatever people. I'm calling forth the spirit of Joshua in this room right now. The spirit of Joshua moves with bloodthirsty people that will do whatever God tells them to do. Obey! Receive it, accept it, and catch it, and obey it. No matter what! What am I doing here tonight? Whatever. So we need to get that attitude. Some people say, whatever. But that's all right. Whatever, God, you tell me to do, I'll do it. Oh, you need to get that in your spirit. Stand up right now. Quickly, 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 quickly stand up. Quickly stand up and get your spirit together. And somebody make a covenant and say, whatever, Lord.
Whatever.
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 Whatever, Lord.
Whatever.
Whatever you tell me to do, I'm going to obey
you.
Shout out to Coach Somani Hichi. Sit down. See, and that one other thing that we were talking about that we tried to push here, but people couldn't accept, so they miss God. Oh, there are a lot of people that miss God. God's not finished yet. He's only just begun. And I feel like He hadn't even started yet. I feel that God hasn't even begun to do what He said He's going to do. I don't even believe we got the posters up yet to tell Him He's coming to town.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Say whatever.
Whatever.
He hasn't even started yet. He's barely announced his coming. He hadn't even hired the road crew yet. He just got people building the platform and building the stage for him to manifest himself the way that he wants to. We're just the stage crew. We're having stage crew problems. Do y'all understand what I'm talking about tonight? There's a spirit of prophecy in this place tonight. There's a spirit of prophecy in this place tonight. And if there's a spirit of prophecy in the place, you can count on it. You're going to get your heart encouraged.
Yes.
You're going to find yourself built up and edified and encouraged. Amen. And excited and happy about what God is doing.
Amen.
Glory to God. See, but there was a wave where we told the people to receive, 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 receive. We were in the car. We said, you know what? Blessing is a big deal with God.
Yes,
blessing is a big deal with God. You can't. I have a dog, a wild dog, just about. Amen. You give the dog love and he'd pee all over your shoe. Okay. But we got a wild dog. We couldn't make the dog do anything we wanted the dog to do until we got a box of treats. And we began to bless that dog. We began to bless that dog. Not persecute that dog, but we blessed him. Manifold blessing, double blessed him. Not just one treat, two, three, and four. And the more we blessed him, the more he learned. The more we blessed him, the more he did what we wanted him to do. And the more he did what I wanted him to do, the more I wanted to bless him.
Amen.
Receive. God wants to bless you into obedience. Not beat you and whip you into obedience. God wants to bless you in obedience. The first wave that God brought, what did he bring? He brought blessing. First thing he did, he created man, then he blessed him. Then he gave him a command and said, I want you to do that. God will bless you in obedience if you're able to receive and accept what he's doing. Thank God. I need a blessing. How about you?
Amen.
I need a blessing. How about you? I need a blessing. How about you?
Yes.
You need, are you in position? Are you in need for a blessing? Find me somebody that needs to be blessed. If you can find a person that doesn't need to be blessed, you got a person that doesn't want to obey God. Receptance is an ingredient to obedience. This is a devil that we had to chase out of here because people couldn't receive. Because they couldn't receive. See, they wanted you to jump through their kind of hoops and their kind of stuff. Amen. No, you didn't receive me. You didn't receive what God was doing. You didn't understand it. You couldn't deal with it. Back off. No. Don't try to obey me without receiving me. What does that say? We didn't put anybody in authority or anybody in leadership in ministry that couldn't receive or accept. I mean, you can't. You don't like me. Don't you try to obey me in anything because you can't. It's impossible.
Right.
If you can't receive what God is doing, you know what I'm saying? If you can't receive and accept what's there, you're not going to be able to love it. And love manifests itself in obedience. Anybody ever got it? Somebody reject everything you're trying to do and yet they're going to try to obey you in that thing? You can hang it up. You can hang it up. God couldn't do anything for mankind until they accepted and received his son. The children of Israel couldn't obey God's commandments and his ways. Why? He wanted them to be obedient, which they couldn't do because they couldn't receive Jesus Christ. And he called them a stiff-necked people because they couldn't receive. Look at somebody say, you're going to have to receive the Holy Ghost or you're not going to be able to obey. Oh, we might as well close class down. Way out there. I'm way out there. Maybe this message is not for now for some people. Amen. Maybe I need to shut myself up in a closet for a little bit. Amen. Amen. But you're going to have to receive the Holy Ghost in every one of his manifestations and everything he does so that you will be able to obey his command. If God's going to move across this land and across this city, he's going to do it by the power of the Holy Ghost. And before you can start to obey it, you got to receive it. And many people tried to receive it and they couldn't obey. But they, you're not going to be obey unless you're able to do this. He said, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. Harden not your hearts. Hearken. Basically, obey, you can use the same word for obey as hearken. What does that mean? When I looked up that word obey in the Hebrew and Greek definition, and one of the words that are interchangeable with obey is hearken. What does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? God doesn't think you heard him until you're doing it. Uh-oh. God doesn't think you heard. God doesn't call it. These words are the self in shame. Now, God could say, did you hear what I was saying? And you say, yes, I heard it. He said, no, you didn't, because if you heard what I was saying, you would do it. You didn't hear it until you're doing it. You didn't hear it until you're walking in it. Because in itself, the word in itself has power to perform. The seed in itself has life in it. If you just listen to the right word long enough and water it with the Holy Ghost, it will start to perform. And that's how God knows whether you're heard or not, whether it was planted in your heart, because he knows his seed is not dead. So that's why we keep preaching. We keep preaching. We keep preaching. We keep teaching. We keep teaching. We keep preaching. We keep teaching that the people might hear. And then when they hear, they'll start to obey. Faith without works is dead. You haven't heard anything until you're doing it. Don't believe anybody says, I heard God. They're not doing anything about it. People sitting up there talking about, well, I heard God and God's going to do this and God's going to send revival there and this going to come here and I saw this. And their life is not changed by the thing that they saw. They saw nothing. Right. Lying. Everything, every word that I've ever heard from God and everything he's ever said from him has changed me and caused me to do something. Amen. It's made me do something. Hearken and obey. Don't tell me nothing else. Let me see you. Obey means to be persuaded by a ruler or to submit to authority and to conform to advice. So we can put it this way. We are witness of these things, and so is the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to those that can submit to authority. The authority of the Holy Ghost. Or, and we are witness of these things. I'm using the Greek word here with definitions there and interchanging the word like an amplified Bible would do, okay? And we are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to those who can conform to advice. Why? What does the Holy Ghost do? Give you advice, lead you, guide you in direction. So it's given to those that can afford. You find a hard-head person, they don't got the Holy Ghost. Stubborn. You never find stubborn. You can find steadfast in the ways of God. But he said he led his stubborn people. No, he left them in the wilderness. God doesn't have any. He has no tools to handle stiff neck stubbornness. He gave you a heart that follows. And that's what he uses. He gave you a will. He gave you a will that can make decisions to follow. Then he gives the Holy Ghost to call on and to pull on, to impress upon and to draw and to woo that spirit and that consciousness that he gave you. Every nation came at the second chapter of Acts. When they got through with the Holy Ghost, they started speaking in every geographic tongue and every language, and the people came together. All diverse people came together and submitted one to another, and they gathered 3,000 people into that number. 3,000 different kinds of people. And they were able to accept one another and love one another and deal with each other. That's a sign of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Don't you take no settle for less. Settle for what God's got. Same old fruitcakes doing the same old thing. City still doesn't know about Jesus. Strife and all this other mess still going on. Prayer room still empty. People still acting silly. Well, I've been here. It's just been a real good meeting. The Spirit of the Holy Ghost is so high. Then why hadn't he changed your heart to repent what you did? And why are you still doing the same thing you were doing before? If you were in the presence of God, wouldn't he purify you and purge you? If that strong of an anointing, if there was such a strong anointing, listen to me, people. If there was an anointing so strong that it would cause dust to fall out of the sky, gold dust to fall out of the sky, to cause that magnitude and that power, it would purge the hearts of the people. It would purge the hearts of its people. God's not out putting teeth in your mouth. Amen. He can do that, but that's a small thing. He's after the heart. Amen. Don't be distracted by small things. God's after trying to shake a nation. Trying to shake a nation and shake a city. Amen. Don't settle for less. Don't settle for less. Revival's revival. And God is God. It will edify Christ. Don't call anything revival until you see the nature of Jesus Christ and the Spirit of Jesus Christ glorified and exalted. I'm talking about people laying down their life, living in forgiveness, living in acceptance. And a change. It's a great revival. Everybody's there but Jesus. It's a great move of the Holy Ghost. Everybody's there but Jesus. We got all the manifestations except the most important one, a changed heart and a changed spirit. Oh, but there's a wave coming. There's a wave coming. Acts chapter 10, verse 44. How long, Lord? How long? How long, Holy Ghost? How long, Holy Ghost? How long, Holy Ghost? And the Holy Ghost says to you, how long? You tell me, how long? God could be waiting on you. Acts chapter 10, verse 44. And while Peter yet spoke these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them which heard, say heard. Which hearkened and heard the word. We want the Holy Ghost to fall on people that haven't heard anything. The Holy Ghost falls on his word. Signs and wonders follow his word, his commandment. That's what God's empowering. His word within you. The seed, it's Christ within you, the hope of glory. The Holy Ghost falls that seed that's planted on the inside of you might live and manifest. The Holy Ghost fell on those which heard. Circle heard the word. How many of you want the Holy Ghost to fall? What do you got to do? Hearken. See, I believe in revival. Many people think, well, he's out of the wave, he's out of the river, and he's out of the flow. No, I know the Holy Ghost falls on this word. You want the Holy Ghost to fall, give him a target. Plant some word someplace. He wants to fall. The place with the most word. The place with the most word, because God works the word.
Amen.
Your miracle will be based and seated in your word that's planted in you. Don't expect yourself to get a higher miracle than the revelation of the word, which you planted in your heart. You need a financial miracle. Plant words of finance in your heart. You need healing. Plant words of healing there. If you're not in a word church, you're not going to get the Holy Ghost on the level that he wants you to have it. Isn't it amazing that he tore Jerusalem up? They were all in one place in the second chapter of Acts. And he fell where? On those disciples. Look at somebody and say, disciples. Look at somebody and say, disciples again. It didn't fall on the whole city. Didn't fall all over Jerusalem. It did not. It's a lie. It didn't. It fell on those disciples first. And before it could fall on the city, it never fell anywhere that didn't have the word. It didn't fall on the 3,000 others until they preached to them Christ Jesus. And then the word, the Holy Ghost, fell. He found people that had walked and talked with Jesus for 3 years. He found some word. And he said, now, make it live. Why do you think the Holy Ghost usually falls out in Bible school? Word. Say word.
Word.
Moses gave the children of Israel the law. Word. You want a strong manifestation of the Holy Ghost? Get your Bible open and get the word. Get the plan of God. Get the plan of God. Get the ways of God. Don't leave the word. He will ignite the word. I believe if we get some people that will hold on to the revelation of the Holy Ghost and his word, he will open his word up to you first. And the word that he opens up to you, he will empower it with the manifestation of the Holy Ghost. He'll perform it by the Holy Ghost. He will cause you to open up your Bible and the Holy Ghost will lead you someplace. And he said, look, this is where I'm hitting, right here. Get right here and I'll meet you there. He'll take you off to a quiet, secluded place and he'll give you a word. And he said, now, isn't it amazing that before, when how many of y'all take the healing school? When John Alexander Dowie and Brother Hagin, different ones, before they entered into their ministry, before they could enter it, God gave them a scripture. He gave Brother Hagin in that entire faith movement, Mark 11:23. He gave him that scripture. And he said, now you just get this scripture and you meditate on that scripture. You stay that you just hang around that scripture, Kenneth. Hang around Mark 11:23 because I'm about to drop there. He said, hang around Mark 11:23 because I'm about to hit that word. And if you're around that word when I hit it, I'll perform my word. What's that word that God's got me hanging around? I would have fainted unless I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. That's where it's going to meet me. A season means an appointment. The word season just means appointment, appointment with God. And in every season, there's an appointment with God that you got to meet. And in that season, he'll give you a word. Say a word for every season. Do you know what season it is? Do you got a word for it? How many want to be blessed in season and out of season? Now listen, to be blessed in season and out of season, you got to realize that your season is an appointment with God. And seasons come and go, but people never make their appointment with God. God gives you a word to hold on to in that season. You might have a bad season, which you might call it, but there's a word in that season. And God will meet you at your word in every season. Do you know the word for your season right now? What's the scripture? The word of God is like a beacon or a light that shoots out over a bay. Is like a beacon or a light that shoots out over an ocean or over a bay that calls in the ship. It's a meeting place. It's a destiny. It's a meeting place. And God will meet you at his word. In Acts 10:44. While Peter yet spoke these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. While he yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. The word fell is actually embrace. While they yet heard the word, the Holy Ghost embraced them. We've lessened it to just fell. He wants to embrace you. When they heard the word, the Holy Ghost fell from heaven and embraced them. God wants to embrace you by the power of the Holy Ghost. Acts 11, chapter 12. And the Spirit bade me go with them, nothing doubted more with these six brethren accompany me. And we entered into the man's house in Acts 11, verse 13. And he showed us how he had seen an angel in his house, which stood and said unto him, send men to Joppa and call for Simeon, whose surname is Peter, who shall tell thee words. Who shall tell thee words. You need to underline that or highlight that. Whereby thou and thy household shall be saved. And as I begin to, what? He'll tell you words. And as he began to tell him those words, as he was talking, he did what? Listen to me, people. Many people are, the devil tries to steal from you. When you saw people here trying, you know, the devil comes in trying to exalt itself above the knowledge of God when God's trying to give you a word. As he was telling them the words, when people are preaching and trying to bring you a revelation and trying to get things going, they're actually doing this. As I was telling them the words, and he's sitting up there telling them about Jesus. As I was telling them the words, the Holy Ghost fell. As I was telling them the word, and I began to speak these things, the Holy Ghost fell on them as on us at the beginning. Then I remembered the word of the Lord, how that he said, John indeed baptized with water, but you shall baptize with the Holy Ghost. The strongest wave of the Holy Ghost you'll ever experience in revival will come as you hear the word. In every case, when the Holy Ghost fell, most of the time it did not fall. When they were singing worship and praise songs and dancing. Look at revival. The Holy Ghost, I'm letting you in on something. The wave that you're expecting to receive and the wave that you want to have from God, the revival that you want to experience, I'm prophesying to you tonight that it will come in a word. And it will come as a result of the word because it always has. Acts chapter 19, verse 1. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul was passing through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, Acts chapter 19, verse 2, he said unto them, had you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? They said unto him, we have not so much as what?
Heard.
Have you received the power? Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said, we haven't even heard. Well, if nobody's heard, they haven't received anything. The Holy Ghost came to fulfill a word, a promise. It's the only reason why he's here, to fulfill a promise that was there before you were ever born. We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 19, verse 3. And he said unto them, unto what then were you baptized? And he said unto them, unto John's baptism. Acts chapter 19, verse 4. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people, that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is on Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 19, verse 5. When they what?
Heard.
Say that. When they what?
Heard.
When they what?
Heard.
How many of you are getting this in your spirit? How many are getting something in your spirit? And I feel like it's penetrating this area. See, this is a weak spot here in this community. And in this North Houston area, this is a teaching that has needed to be taught here that's hindered the move of the Holy Ghost in this often. And we've had counterfeits arise that have done what counterfeits do. The Bible says you shall know a tree by the fruit it bears. God wants to send the real. The word, the word, the word, the word, the word. Tell somebody the word. Thy word have I hid in my heart. Thy word, thy word. Thy word, hide thyself in the word of God. Listen to it. In season and out of season, when you die, you'll die because of a lack of the word of God. When you live, you'll live because you have the word of God. Amen. It's all based on the word, scripture. Scripture. Only the strong survive. The only ones that have made it are the ones that have held on to the word. Look around. Those that love the Lord and his word. You find a young disciple and you don't teach that young disciple to love and honor the word of God and to stay in the word of God, they won't make it. The word. God won't even deal with you outside of his word. He won't even give you a promise until you get a word. That's why they said pray the prayers that avail as much. Why? So he can meet you at his word. When we pray the prayers that avail as much as just straight scripture so he can meet you. There he gonna miss you on your little spiritual whim. You acting crazy. He gonna meet you there. I don't care about your crazy. He said people been acting crazy for years. That means every little Looney Tune in a nut house, amen, could move heaven and move hell and move earth. The word moves God, always has and always will. And when they had heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul laid his hands on them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. When they heard the word, the hands were laid on them, and they heard the word, and they came, and the Holy Ghost filled them. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 6 said, you became followers. This is what revival brings. Followers. Disciples. Revival brings disciples. Isn't it amazing here in Scripture says, you became followers of us and of the Lord. In today's deal, there's a spirit of rebelliousness. And people can't follow people. You get all these little Looney Tunes, they get these little revival meetings, and everybody's got a little whim that they heard from God. And everybody's following God, but nobody else. Well, the Lord told me to do this. No, I feel this. Or the Lord, the Holy Ghost told me this. No, the Holy Ghost told me this, and nobody can do anything. We got everything. We got everybody hearing God, but we don't have an army. In the book of Joel, where we claim in the last days, your sons and daughters will prophesy. In the book of Joel, it says that. But it also says they will not break rank in the last days. Meaning there was a structure and there was an order to that army that everybody's claimed that they're a part of. And in this revival, there were followers and they were following people and the Lord. I don't want anybody in the army that can't follow. Amen. Having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost. And you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost. And I believe that with that teaching tonight, that God, he has set up in this place tonight for those that have received. How many need an encounter with God? How many got a word within you that you want the Holy Ghost to ignite? You got a word that you want the Holy Ghost to ignite? Well, guess what? The Holy Ghost is going to manifest himself. If you got a word, I promise you that the Holy Ghost is going to ignite it. Tonight, would you enter into the joy of the Lord with me? Could you accept the true joy of the Lord? I believe there's a counterfeit to every good thing that God's got. I believe there's a counterfeit to everything God's got. And when we came into the joy of the Lord, the first song that we wrote that came out of that was, I've got the real joy. The real joy. You can tell the difference. You can go into different places and you can discern a spirit just like that. Amen. Know that it's not God. There's a real joy. And God doesn't want you to be without that joy. How many are you glad that we haven't let the devil steal our joy? Amen. And God wants you to function in joy. Can you flow with that? Yes. God's got more than just this, but this is an entrance into greater things. And God wants to strengthen you tonight. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. God wants to give you joy that will give you strength to win. That if you got a heart and a mindset to believe God, he'll give you joy. We don't have to live our Christian walk in boredom. There can be excitement there, and there can be a dose of the supernatural in it if we're able to walk in joy. And I believe God's going to give us a wave of joy, not chaos, but joy. I believe we got a wave of joy in there because God wants to strengthen you where the enemies have torn you up, and he's going to give you real supernatural joy. And I don't want you to fake a thing. And he will strengthen you because God says, I don't want the people to be without joy. I didn't design this place to be a house without joy. But it's a grace and it's a gift that I've caused you and designed that your people have. And tonight we taught that word tonight. And the first thing that we said, receive. To receive means to accept and to seize or catch. Receive ye the joy of the Lord tonight. How do you receive the joy of the Lord? You hear. You hear the word. And I believe you heard a lot of word. Amen. And you obey. I'll receive that joy just to be obedient to you, Father. I trust you, Father, to give me joy. And I'll walk in that joy. Thank you, Lord. And Jesus breathed on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. Now, the only thing that's going to stop you from receiving tonight is just a religious spirit. But tonight, open up your heart. Let God bless you and let God fill you. God's looking for a vessel tonight. He's looking for a target tonight. And there's a blessing in this room tonight. There was a word taught tonight. You need to be right in the center of that word with an open heart that you can catch this wave. I'm going to catch this wave and I'm going to roll with it. Then just stand to your feet. Thank you, Father. Just raise those holy hands.
We bless your holy name.
You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in the Woodlands, Texas.